This GCN program brought to you by Frederick Remington, Fully Cooked Bacon, the thickest, meatiest, center-cut bacon in the industry. Available at FullyCookedBacon.com. That's FullyCookedBacon.com.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Folks, here we go. Here we go again. Massive explosions, rock British concert. Bodies everywhere. Fatalities confirmed. It was huge. You could feel it in your chest. Massive explosions, rock British concert, bodies everywhere. I even seen one headline, friends, body parts were everywhere. Fatalities confirmed. It was huge. You could feel it in your chest. Wow, that's interesting how this continuously goes on, especially after all of these terror attacks. And all these bureaucracies that have been created for more security for the people on a global scale, but yet they continue. What happened to all those TSA agents that were actually there to, well, make the people feel secure as they were being violated before they went into the concert? Oh, we don't want to talk about that, folks. They get you talking about what they want you to talk about. It's that simple. It really is. Did you ever hear this? This is Adolf Hitler. Listen carefully as to what he said. Terrorism is the best political weapon, for nothing drives people harder than a fear of sudden death. This is history. And it's interesting, friends, how we hear so much of the history of the Nazis concerning the side of history they want to put you on. In other words, friends, what I'm saying is they give you the information concerning the Nazis, but they withhold the information that they don't want you to know about. I'm today giving you information that these globalists, by the way, Adolf Hitler was just that, who is attempting to establish a world order through the Third Reich, is the one that's responsible for saying terrorism is the best political weapon, for nothing drives people harder than a fear of sudden death. And it goes on. I mean, is the global war on terror, is it being used into bring, folks, a new world order? You better bet your bottom dollar. That's how they're consolidating power, friends. It's how they are consolidating power. So-called Al-Qaeda that we see are actually Qarjis, along with the Mossad, CIA, and RAW-led and trained mercenary gangs like TTP, who poise as Islamic jihadists and create justification for global information war and propaganda to launch a new war against another Muslim country. Robin Cook. The truth is, there is no Islamic army or terrorist group called Al-Qaeda. And any informed intelligence officer knows this. But there is a propaganda campaign to make the public believe in the presence of an identified entity representing the devil, only in order to drive you, the TV watchers, to accept a unified international leadership for a war against terrorism. The country behind this is the United States of America. Former British Foreign Secretary Robin Cook, Inter Services Intelligence. By the way, he died getting this information to you, America. Let me bring you to a war criminal, May of 1945. Listen carefully to what Hermann Göring said. He said, naturally, the common people don't want war, neither in Russia, nor in England, nor in America, nor for that matter in Germany. That's understood, said he, but the people can always be brought to the bidding of the leaders. That's easy. All you have to do is tell them that they're being attacked and denounce the pacifists for lack of patriotism and exposing the country to danger. He said it works the same way in any country. He worked for a guy by the name of Adolf Hitler, who was being called out during his regime for attacking his own Reichstag, but the people didn't believe it. He deceived 80 million people. He had less than 3% of the population's approval, yet he destroyed Germany, only to later find out that it was Hermann Göring, Adolf Hitler, and his SS that were responsible for attacking his own country. You also know of the brown shirts who Adolf Hitler would send in to create domestic insurrection, and then he would come in behind them and be the problem solver. We all know this, right? Of course. Of course. I also want to make the point that the Muslims are just nothing but a bunch of useful idiots, as the globalists are continuously poisoning groups one against another, because if you can divide, you can conquer. And isn't it interesting? We never see governments cave. We just see the groups of people cave and work one against another. How is it that it works that way? Though they've been busted over and over and over again for their crimes against we the people and in other prospective countries. And then the American people sit down and allow the criminals on a global scale to investigate themselves and then conclude that they did nothing wrong. And then you get the same of the same old, and it increases while you add strength to tyranny by allowing this to happen. America will never be destroyed from the outside, though this just happened in Britain. America will never be destroyed from the outside. If we falter and lose our freedoms, it will be because we destroyed ourselves. Now I want you to listen carefully again. We're talking about what just took place at the concert in Britain and how they're embellishing this and blowing this up again. They create the chaos, then they bring in the new order. Give you a little history. If you check out the Oxford's English Dictionary, again, America, you will find that the original definition was governments by intimidation. Isn't this interesting how the people are going to now clamor for the government to do something for them? See how this all works out at the end for those that are creating the problem? Oh, Bradley, what are you talking about? Well, let's go to Joseph Stalin, shall we? Joseph Stalin, Condoleezza Rice said this, I did in America, under George W. Bush's administration. She said that the system of terror was essential to Stalinism, communism. Terror was the creation to mold politically the control that they wanted. Huh. Joseph Stalin is also the man responsible for saying the easiest way to gain control of a population is to carry out acts of terror. He said the public will clamor for such laws if their personal security is threatened. And you better bet your bottom dollar what the state-controlled narrative is going to bring about, friends, and highlight is how a couple people are saying, we need more government intervention. We need more government intervention. Where are you, government? Well, let me tell you something, friends. You're playing right into their hands when you do so, because our forefathers did just the exact opposite. If tyranny or oppression ever come into this country, it will come in the guise of fighting a foreign enemy. This is history, America. We'll be right back.
America was once a nation that honored and had a reverence toward God. Our founding forefathers established our country as a constitutional republic, deriving our laws from the God of the Bible and His Word. For the past 20 years, we here at the Sons of Liberty have been fighting to restore our nation back into the founding principles that made us great. We have dedicated our lives and our families' lives to the furtherance of the gospel of Jesus Christ and the truth of our nation's Christian and constitutional heritage. Today, we are asking you to join our family in joining this fight by becoming a son or daughter of liberty. When you become a son or daughter of liberty, not only are you partnering together with us as a monthly financial supporter to help us as we spread the word, but you are also making a commitment to yourself that you will be a part of the answers to our nation's problems. Please go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and click the Spread the Word button on our landing page to find out how you can become a son or daughter of liberty and join together with us in our quest to restore America.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches every day, doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hi, this is Steve from Memphis. I've been listening to Sons of Liberty for several years now. As I've listened to him speak in the past years, I just wondered if he's had cue cards or teleprompter or something, because his knowledge is deep and he never seems to take a breath. So anyway, I get to this Tea Party meeting and he starts speaking. And for over 4 hours he speaks, and he speaks the truth. He speaks from a spiritual standpoint and a constitutional standpoint. And it's just amazing. So God bless Bradley and Sons of Liberty Radio and what he's doing. Thank you for being the patriot and the Christian man that you are.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
You're fired.
According to the Small Business Administration, 75% of small businesses plan to eliminate jobs or reduce workers' hours to part-time.
You're fired.
According to Gallup, the unemployment rate recently jumped to nearly 9%, and the underemployment rate hit a staggering 17.9%.
You're fired.
One out of three young adults and one out of two recent college graduates are underemployed. Hello, I'm Keith Abel, a pharmacist and a home business entrepreneur. In 2011, I became one of those statistics myself. Instead of looking for another job in corporate America, I joined Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. We're creating steady incomes for ourselves and would like to show you how to do the same. If you want to supplement your current income, replace your income, so you don't have to become one of the statistics, then give me a call toll-free at 866-257-3105, 866-257-3105.
You're fired.
Don't wait till you hear those words. Start creating an extra income today, 866-257-3105.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Those two pages interact one with another. You can also check out our Twitter account, which is BradleyDean1, double E, BradleyDean1 for what it's worth. And go over to our Facebook account, which is BradleyDean, double E, BradleyDean, double E on our Facebook. If you'd like to call in, please do. I'd love to hear from some of you historians, especially today, concerning what's going on in the United States and on a global scale. And what we're going to do is highlight basically what took place over there in this concert when the Rock British concert was hit with a massive explosion. But I want to let you know that if you want to call in, 1-866-582-9933. I also want to let you know that if this is the first time listening to the sonsoflibertyradio.com, that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that? Because, friends, it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. And to start off on the right foot here today, I want you to listen carefully to me, if you will. In Leviticus 26, verse 14, it says, "But if you will not listen carefully unto me, and will not do all of my commandments, saith the Lord, and if you shall despise my statutes, or if your soul abhor my judgments, so that you will not do all my commandments, but that you break my commandments, speaketh the Lord to 78% of Americans, I will also do this unto you." The first thing the Lord said was, "I will appoint over you terror." This is judgment upon nations that refuse to be ruled by God. "I will appoint over you terror." That's what he said. He said, "And your enemies shall eat up your seed." He said, "I will set my face against you, and you shall be slain before your enemies, that they that hate you shall reign over you, and you shall flee when none pursueth you." Then he said, "And if you will not for all of this listen carefully unto me, then I will punish you 7 times more for your lawlessness." 1 John 3, 4, Exodus 20, in that order. There's the premise right there. What's going on a massive scale? Terrorism. Old English Dictionary, terrorism defined government by intimidation. In this country, you are the government, America. But we're talking about what happened over there in Britain. Massive explosions rock British concert. Bodies everywhere. I've seen headlines where it said body parts everywhere. Fatalities confirmed. It was huge. You could feel it in your chest. And, of course, here's the media blowing it up. Hey, America, do you hear the message? Fear us. Subject yourself to us or else. And, folks, if that's not true, how is it that all of these ISIS videos are released with the seal of the state-controlled media online? How is it that they're christened by the media if the media doesn't want you to see it? And if the message that I'm declaring right now is coming out from them people, then how is it that you know of these videos? How is it that you know of these videos that are given unto you by the media, friends? Because they want you to see them. Because the message is, fear us. America, you take fear from your councils? I'm asking the question, you take fear from your councils, friends? I mean, how many times have I shared with you on this radio show, those that fear the face of God don't fear the face of man. See, the problem is when you fear the face of man, you don't fear the face of God, and that's exactly what's in operation today for you to submit to them through the use of their tactics, regardless if they set somebody on fire. Regardless if they send a video out where they drowned them, or where they put explosive devices on them, or, folks, if they go ahead and set off massive explosions at a rock concert. That is the voice the globalists want you to hear. And I want to tell you the other thing they want you to hear. They want you to hear exactly what Stalin said. The easiest way to gain control of a population is to carry out acts of terror. Hey, folks, how many bureaucracies have been created for your safety? How many times have you been violated through the violation of the Fourth Amendment of the Bill of Rights on a daily basis, going through the airport, going to the bus depot, or getting on a train? And yet they've done absolutely nothing. The TSA has not thwarted one supposed terror attack since day one. And let me ask you, who have they defined as the terrorists, America? You! Anybody that would resist the New World Order. By the way, Henry Kissinger said just that. The terrorists are those that resist the New World Order. How many times did George Bush Sr. say to the people from the pulpit, out of chaos we'll create a new world order. Out of chaos we'll create a new world order. The question that you have to simply ask yourself, friends, is who's creating the chaos outside of the media and the politicians in this country or in any other country? The easiest way to gain control of a population is to carry out acts of terror. Who said this? Joseph Stalin. Who else said this? In essence, Adolf Hitler. Who else said this? Mussolini. Who said this, friends? Any dictator. Because they understand how this works as they work for the enemy of mankind. Joseph Stalin said the public will clamor for such laws if their personal security is threatened. And it's interesting, nobody believes it when it's happening, but when the destruction has taken place and the dictator is dead and gone, he's been dealt with, it's interesting how quickly people all of a sudden comes to mind who is responsible for the acts of terror. I mean, folks, don't forget about the fact that Joseph Stalin was called the Red Terror. And again, keep in mind, Condoleezza Rice said of Joseph Stalin, the system of terror was essential to Stalinism, to communism. Terror was the creation to mold politically the control that they wanted. And another thing you need to ask yourself, friends, is who's controlling the opposition? Who's creating the opposition? Who's creating the war? Remember what Vladimir Lenin said? And that's exactly what's in operation, friends. The best way to control the opposition is to lead it ourselves. And this is exactly what you see in this country through politicians and the media working hand in glove. And what are they trying to do? They're trying to silence you after the act has been accomplished. And what do they want to do? What they're doing, folks, is they're continuously dividing the people more and more after every attack, because the people are, as Joseph Stalin rightly said, the people will clamor, friends. The public will clamor for such laws if personal security is threatened. And let me ask you something. What did Benjamin Franklin say about safety and security? He said the people that basically call those who would give up essential liberty to purchase a little temporary safety, they deserve neither liberty nor safety. So you're seeing it run in contradiction to what's happening today. If you would listen to the voice of the Word of God, which speaks today, if you would listen to the voice of your forefathers, friends, you would see what's going on a global scale. It's easy to detect. There's a small portion of these controlled individuals that are out there sacrificing themselves if they're not drugged up, which they are. If you've not seen SEAL Team 6, take the time to watch it because it's based on true stories. And what they do is they hazard your boys to go over it. Now they're trying to attempt to get your girls in the mix, too. They hazard their lives to go fight political wars at the expense of their blood. And keep in mind, again, what Henry Kissinger said. He said that the military men are just dumb, stupid. Dumb and stupid. And he said they're useful only for as political pawns in foreign wars. Dumb and stupid animals, he said, America. This is the voice behind what's going on. Massive explosions, rock British concert, bodies everywhere, fatalities confirmed. It was huge. You could feel it in your chest. Yep. Multiple explosions have rocked an Ariana Grande concert in Britain this evening with eyewitnesses reporting that the blasts were massive. There was a bang in the left tunnel and everyone went to the middle tunnel. Then about 2 minutes later, there was another bang. The bang was so loud and crowds of people were running. There were lots of children and families there. 1-866-582-9933. America, let me ask you something. Who does this work for? Who does this work for? And keep in mind, the Muslims, the Christians, any other religion, any other demographic of people, or any other group of people are simply being used as a political battering ram, friends. Keep in mind how bankers operate. What they want to do is they pay for both sides of the war, and they don't care about the end result. The end result to them, to come into scope, is really population control. Destroy as many as you can, and in the process, we'll consolidate power. And this is exactly what they are doing, America. And folks, we just heard of this one, okay? But what you're going to see is you're going to see the people, and you're going to see the media blow this up, and they're going to say, we want more government intervention. Mark my words. And then to them, the globalists and the useful idiots that are working for the globalists will all come together, and they'll pat themselves on the back. That is until they realize themselves they're on the same boat with the rest of us. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. We'll be right back.
Warning, if you've recently declared bankruptcy, you're going to want to cover your ears. Because there's an alternative to bankruptcy, and it could be better than you'd ever think possible. But if you've already declared bankruptcy and have missed this opportunity, you'll want to cover your ears now. Here it is. Right now, the company that has resolved more credit card debt than anyone in the U.S. may be able to settle your debt too. You can resolve your debt with one low monthly program payment. If you call right now and qualify, Freedom Debt Relief will show you how low your monthly program payment could be for free. Call now, 1-800-660-1297. That's 1-800-660-1297. If you're struggling with debt, this could be your answer. And the bigger your debt, the more money you could save. To find out for free how much of your hard-earned money Freedom Debt Relief could help you save, call now, 1-800-660-1297. 1-800-660-1297. 1-800-660-1297.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Prepared for the next disaster with the Shelter Pod. The Shelter Pod is a large, all-season, heavy-duty, quick-deploy shelter. The Shelter Pod system can be set up in 30 seconds and includes an emergency medical kit, water filter, survival tools, and more. Are you prepared to take care of your family? Do you have everything in one place ready to go? Get it now or enter to win a complete Shelter Pod system at ShelterPod.com. The Shelter Pod at ShelterPod.com. Shelter when you need it most.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. Massive explosions rock British concert. Bodies everywhere. Fatalities confirmed. Yes! The media says if it bleeds, then it leads. Oh, these are the headlines we clamor after. It's exactly what we need to push our agenda forward. Massive explosions, rock British concert, bodies everywhere, fatalities confirmed. It was huge. You could feel it in your chest. And everybody across the globe right now is feeling this. And guess what? They're looking for those little bad guys that we were warned about concerning Robin Cook. And what did he again say? I mean, we need to listen to these guys. They're telling us something. The truth is, there is no Islamic army or terrorist group called Al-Qaeda. And any informed, intelligent officer knows this, but there's a propaganda campaign to make the public believe in the presence of an identified entity representing the devil, only in order to drive TV watchers to accept a unified international leadership, UN America, for a war against terrorists. By the way, who funds the UN? Who actually brought forth and conceived the idea of the UN? It didn't work during World War I under that first president. You remember that guy? I remember through the League of Nations, it was firstly called, and then through World War II, out of chaos they created. Out of chaos they created. And that's exactly why you have the UN today. Who's funding the UN? By the way, the first president I'm talking about in World War I was Wilson. Woodrow Wilson. But again, here we have it again, America. We're being told exactly what the state-controlled media is doing in contradiction of what those that are willing to tell the truth and what is really happening. The narrative is to get the people on a global scale to submit, friends. To submit. Through fear and through their tactics. And the more it bleeds, folks, the more it leads. I mean, let's go back to President Harry S. Truman. Listen to what he said. Once a government is committed to the principle of silencing the voice of opposition, you're seeing this majorly today, America, with and under the attack illegally of the state-controlled media. Once a government is committed to the principle of silencing the voice of opposition, it has only one way to go, and that is down the path of increasingly repressive measures until it becomes a source of terror to all its citizens and creates a country where everyone lives in fear. Is that what's happening today? Yes, it is. Okay, now, so how do we reconcile this back to the things of God? Well, the Lord said, if you won't listen to me and deal with those that are violating my law, this is the fruit of that nation. And that's why our forefathers told us either we're going to be ruled by God or we're going to be ruled by tyrants. Either we're going to be ruled by God, to whom the Son maketh free is free indeed, where the Spirit of the Lord there is liberty in holiness, America, 2 Corinthians 3:17, or you're going to submit yourself to tyranny and you're going to be brought into bondage. And that's exactly what every dictator, folks, this globalist agenda in terror, it's not liberating. It's not liberating at all. It's doing just the exact opposite. It's enslaving people on a global scale. It's enslaving, and that is the part of the agenda. And furthermore, if we just simply go back, doesn't anybody think that it's a little odd when we see these government officials, as they like to call themselves, act strangely after these supposed terror attacks? Oh, yes. Yes. And I got to bring this into the equation, too, because it's interesting. Over in England, friends, you have a mayor over there. That guess what? He's a full-blown Muslim. Again, let's not get caught up into, folks, their religion, but just keep in mind how they're appointed and how they're being used to plunder countries. And then once they get in, they plunder and they destroy, they rape and they kill. Well, who's bringing those people in? Well, let me just take you over to none other than Maxine Waters in America. Isn't it interesting how she said those that reject the Islamic faith, they're bigots? That's what she said. You've seen this from Barack Hussein Obama for 8 years as he was entertaining your sworn enemies in the People's White House. You've seen him commit the act of treason over and over and over again. In America, you let him do it. I mean, don't sit there and play the fool to these people, folks, that you call the fools. Oh, by the way, I better go back to what I was saying about this Muslim mayor. Yeah, you heard me. London's Muslim mayor says terror attacks are a part of urban life. Kind of reminds me of CAIR, C-A-I-R, in America. And when you pull the curtain back on those people, what is their objective? To upend America's sovereignty, to implement Sharia law, as they're playing the useful idiots to those that are paying them as they sell out to their dictators. By the way, which are being used by God for perfect judgment. London's Muslim mayor says terror attacks are a part of urban life. Oh, in other words, friends, oh well. Oh, well, there's nothing more we can do about this. This is to be expected. They want you to be desensitized, to accept this to a point of where it's normal. Don't doubt what I'm telling you, friends. But again, isn't it interesting when you see these officials act? They act strangely after these supposed random terror attacks. They seem to conglomerate on cue together and ally themselves to condemn the acts, America, yet not the actors. And in the end, they ask the people to give up their rights. Am I telling you the truth, America? It's exactly what they're doing, and it's exactly what they're doing on a global scale. What do? They ask the people to give up their rights while attempting to further, to take it a step further, disarm you, America, for the global good. So in other words, let the terrorists do what they're going to do, but we're also going to strip you so you cannot defend yourself concerning those that are committing the acts of terror. The question that I would pose to you, America, is this. Then who is in control of what's going on? Why would they disarm you, America, in the face of terror? And who's doing it? It's not the Muslims. It's your politicians. Did you hear what I just said? It's not the Muslims. It's your politicians that are doing this. So when over in England the attacks are taking place, keep in mind, America, I hope you're sitting down for this, because it can happen here. They're already a disarmed people. They have become an easy prey to the globalists, not just in England, but also in France and also in Germany. Why? Because they are a disarmed people that have made themselves a prey to the likes of those that want to do and commit such terrorist acts. How is it that you don't see, America, these officials acting rather strangely after these terror attacks? They seem to, again, conglomerate on cue, do they not? Yes, they do. And ally themselves to condemn the acts, yet not the actors. America, if you don't accept these people coming in from Syria, these Muslims, guess what? You're a bigot, saith those that are to represent your laws, not to tear them down. And in the end, they ask the people to give up their rights while attempting to disarm them for the global good. You're being told this all the time. And additionally, they attempt to forge new powers against the very people that they are supposed to represent. Is that happening? Yes, it is. It's happening every day by those that you call representatives in this country. It's happening every day. We've just seen it happen over in England again. And look at it again. Let's go to America after September 11th. How many bureaucracies have been created to supposedly secure you? Well, after Bush, George W. Bush, here comes none other than the foreign agent Barack Hussein Obama to attack you at every given step 1,185 times. And you let him do it. And to sit back and play stupid to people like this and to suggest, well, who's responsible for this? Who's doing this? We don't know what's going on. Well, folks, go to headline news on the sonsoflibertymedia.com. I mean, we see the people that are being used to advocate the Sharia law, which only works for the globalists, friends. I mean, Linda Sarsour, we've seen it with Barack Hussein Obama. We see it through the likes of Maxine Waters. We see it through these mayors and these, these that call themselves mayors, they're really criminals, that are bringing forth sanctuary cities, alluring these people into your prospective cities. Who's doing it? Who's doing it? It's not the Muslims doing it. It's your representatives doing it, friends, because they're selling you down the river. And the list goes on and on and on and on. And I again want to reiterate the point, Islam and the Muslims, just like the Christians, and just like any other group of people, the homosexuals, the atheists, they will use anything to bring about the means that they want. They will do their best through the media's narrative to mold the end in which works best for the outcome. I mean, if you look at what's going on in New York City after September 11th, folks, they established a mosque. They're creating an enclave. They grow the population. We're seeing that. They claim victimhood, just like the homosexuals. Absolutely. And then they resist host authorities and customs. Remember what the guy out in Mufta said out in Texas? The care overseer out there? He said, we don't submit to American laws. We only submit to Sharia law. Okay? And again, I don't want this conversation that we're having right now, friends, or this information, to divide people, because not everybody's looking for this outcome. But you need to understand that they're now using the Muslims to bring out the outcome that they want. Because if you go back, hey folks, yes, live radio here, friends. I want you to understand history again. And understand that Adolf Hitler himself, friends, used the Muslims to do his biddings for him. For those that did not know, it's exactly what he did. Okay, as a matter of fact, when we come back, I'm going to highlight some of that information. We're talking about what's going on, the massive explosions in the British rock concerts. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. Be right back.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233 3-0-7-4-7 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hello, my name is Paul Walter. I would just like to say that we're very happy here when Bradley Dean joined us as a contributing writer. We're very happy to have him. And one of the important things about Bradley Dean is he has a following with the young people. And we need to reach the young people if we're going to save America.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Have you racked up more than $10,000 in credit card debt? Are you barely getting by, making minimum payments? You should know, the credit card companies are tricking you into thinking there's no way out. Credit card companies would rather you didn't know that there are ways you can become debt-free and you don't have to pay the entire amount you owe. There are debt relief programs that help people like you escape overwhelming credit card debt. National Debt Relief has helped tens of thousands of people just like you reduce more than $500 million of debt. National Debt Relief has helped so many people, they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. You don't have to declare bankruptcy or take out a consolidation loan. You have the right to settle your debt for a mere fraction of what you owe. Reduce a large portion of your debt now. Call National Debt Relief at 800-314-7417. 800-314-7417. That's 800-314-7417.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. Hey, by the way, I wanted to tell you I ran across this some time back. Again, if you'd like to call in, final segment, 1-866-582-9933. Do you guys remember when Fox News, of all outlets, actually told you the truth in their confusion? Do you remember when Bill O'Reilly actually had a guest on his show with film exposing terrorist camps inside of America? How come nobody's talking about that? How is it that they have your eye off the ball? Maybe that's why the president's constantly over in different countries. Maybe that's why they're constantly confusing the American people, again, by sleight of hand. Don't show them what you're doing in the right hand. Just keep the cameras on his left hand. But I want to tell you something, friends. This is happening in your country today, yet nobody's talking about it. Everybody's talking about the terrorist attacks. Well, who's arming these individuals? I mean, are they getting this money? Are they digging up treasures out in the middle of the Middle East? I mean, if you look at these countries, they're impoverished. Who's paying for all of this? And we found out that the CIA is arming these people, but America, you don't want to come to terms with that. Yes. Who's doing this, America? And again, who does it work for, America? That's all I'm asking. Let me give you a little history here. Most people didn't know that Adolf Hitler was aligned with the Muslim Brotherhood. And if you look at George Bush, you'll also find out Daddy Bush, his daddy, Prescott Bush, was actually indicted back in the 30s and in the 40s for his alliance with Adolf Hitler's regime. Just saying. Do your homework. Prove me wrong. I want you to. Most people didn't know that Adolf Hitler was again aligned with the Muslim Brotherhood, which was founded in Egypt in 1928 by Hassan al-Abana. a 22-year-old Muslim who admired Adolf Hitler's hatred of the Jews and persistently wrote to Hitler to express his admiration for Hitler and his desire for collaboration with the Hitler Nazi Party. Well, when Hitler rose to power, his Nazis supported Alabama, a school teacher, to grow the Muslim Brotherhood into a lie in the Middle East. By 1938, the membership of Muslim Brotherhood topped 200,000. But this is what you need to know. During World War II, members of the Muslim Brotherhood spied for Hitler's Nazis in the Middle East and fought for Hitler as Nazi troops in two specially formed Muslim Waffen-SS Handscar divisions. Handscar, by the way, is a German for scimitar, the curved saber used by the Muslim troops of the Ottoman Empire. And we're seeing your government, which you would call government, which again runs antithetical to the United States Constitution, those that you would call your representatives, working for the same group of people as that of Adolf Hitler. Look at the CARE organization. How many times have they been exposed out of their own mouths for the crimes that they themselves commit against and want to commit against we the people? And yet, for some reason or another, did you just see this yesterday in yesterday's paper, friends? I was humored by it. On the front page of the paper in Minneapolis here, it was interesting to note, they had that on the front page, Donald Trump changes his tune with Islam. Oh my goodness. You know what comes to my aid right now is the KGB agent that said people will not listen until the boot comes down, and then when the boot comes down, it's too late for the people. I guarantee you, friends, history is all. You know, the best way to predict the future is to look to the past. And it's all in the Word of God, and it's all written in our capital HIS-story. It's His story. It's either the blessing or it's the curse, America. There is no in-betweenites. Either the Word of God or you're going to be ruled by, guess what? The sword. Which one do you prefer? Either the Bible or the bayonet, said Robert Winthrop. Huh. Man, I feel that just going back and forth, I so well know this, and I so well know what I'm telling you is completely accurate, because I'm not the one telling you. I'm just reciting history for you. You know, it's interesting when you go to check out in Washington, D.C., if you want to see the archives in Washington, D.C., like the Declaration of Independence and the original Constitution, so on and so forth. One of the things you'll see inscribed on the building is study the past. Study the past. Then we go to Scripture, which comes to my aid again. Hosea 4:6, my people are destroyed for the lack of knowledge. It's knowledge I think people just don't want to have too much of. Let's go back to General Douglas MacArthur, who said of the United States government back in 1957. General Douglas MacArthur, okay? He said, our government has kept us in a perpetual state of fear. Who's feeding this constantly, America? Kept us in a continuous stampede of patriotic fervor. With the cry of grave national emergency, always there has been some terrible evil at home or some monstrous foreign power that was going to gobble us up if we did not blindly rally behind it. It's the same thing you hear today. It's the same thing you're hearing from the politicians who are bought and paid for. Which, by the way, I would say a good portion of 99% of those that are called to uphold the Constitution don't even take the time to read the Constitution. They just go along to get along. So, friends, here I've given you history. We can look at these because they're going to continue on, just like this Muslim mayor said, this useful idiot. Because he's being used as a pawn. There's kings and pawns. And this is a pawn. And I want to tell you, those that call themselves, they are not kings on this earth. Rest assured, regardless of what they call themselves. Or they like themselves or align themselves as to be the elitists. They are not. Read Isaiah 14. They want absolute control. It's not about the money. It's about bringing about a global system. And by the way, if you go back to George Bush Sr., It's also interesting to note that whistleblowers had said of him that he's the most evil man that men know of. They call him Evil Poppy. I remember when a CIA whistleblower came back out in the 90s, he had said that if you want to know who the real criminals are, this was during George Bush Sr.'s administration, he said you should see the under-the-table deals going on with this guy. And it's also interesting to note that during 9/11, there was a whole lot going on between the Bushes and the Saudis. And interestingly enough, we're seeing the same thing today. Oh, look at how they're treating our man, Donald Trump. Yeah, but what you didn't know, again, America, is the largest arms deal in the history of this country just took place. But that's not what they're talking about. Wow, where's all this? Why are all these arms? Why all these arms deals? Because someone's preparing for war. Someone's preparing for war. And I'll tell you what, this life is going to be turned into an absolute hell if we don't get it right with our Heavenly Father. Bottom line, I don't care what you think or what you have to say in opposition, how you scoff or how you mock, your life is temporary, my friend. And either you're going to get it right and we're going to get this right, or we're going to simply go down in history as the greatest fools known to mankind, America. We're going to go down as the greatest of fools if we don't get this right. We fall under the banner of the Word of God. There alone is the unity which is found in His Son, Jesus Christ, there and there alone. And that bond of peace, Ephesians 4, is brought about by the Holy Ghost. Not by men, not by corrupt men who desire power, which is only temporary. It's only temporary, America. And it's always at the expense of other people. And you see this unfolding on a daily basis. Massive explosions rock British concert by design, on cue, and it's going to continuously go on. I didn't say that. London's Muslim mayor says terror attacks are a part of urban life. You know, it's interesting over in England now, just like in France and Germany, after the fact, they begin to take the threat seriously. You know, and we think of Germany, we think of Angela Merkel. I want to just give you a refresher course. Remember, Time just declared her the person of the year. She was the one that slapped her flag. And by the way, Hillary Clinton admires her, and she desires to emulate her, she said. But it's interesting to note, friends, that she's the one that slapped her flag and said that Germany belongs to Islam. Who are they working for, friends? They're working for the globalists. And I don't care if there's 300 of them or 10 million of them. My God is who I trust. And it's their war in which they're going to lose if they don't submit to my Heavenly Father. Not to the desire of corrupt men, but to the desire of a holy God. Men will bow their knee on that day, Hebrews 9:27, and declare that Jesus Christ is the Son of God, like it or not. That applies to every single one of us. Read Psalm 2 when you get a moment. Folks, let's wake up. I do sincerely with all my heart love my Heavenly Father, and I love people, and I love my country. Let's get this right and fall in line with heaven's purposes. Talk to you in 23. See ya, First John.
Lifetime Grazed 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com, or find us on Facebook.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.